idea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, January 13th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host, and where else would you rather be on a Saturday morning than here on Backstage, right? We've got an hour together where we're going to be talking all about theater, playing some show tunes, and hopefully just having a fabulous time and brightening up the day. It's a little gray, a little dreary out there, but we're going to do our best to have our Saturday morning headed in the right direction. Of course, I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek because my theme for today is sort of a reflection on 2023. I'm doing my somewhat now traditional in memoriam show, looking back at some of the Broadway luminaries that we lost, unfortunately, in 2023. But as I always say, we are very fortunate. We are blessed because even though the people may be gone, their work lives on and will continue to entertain, to inform, to make us feel, to do all the things that theater can do for us. So, yes, it's sad that we lost them, but we should also approach it with a sense of gratitude that what they did was so moving and will stick around with us. So, I've got a smattering of different Broadway figures and some of their work. Now, obviously, I'm somewhat limited. As this is a radio show, I can't show you what scenic designers do, or necessarily show you what directors do, or costume designers do. I can't really celebrate the casting people, or the producers, or the book writers necessarily, but what I can do is I can bring you work that was done by performers, by composers, by lyricists, by orchestrators, so that we can appreciate their contributions to this crazy art form that we know and love called theater. We're going to kick things off with Mr. Charles Kimbrough. Charles Kimbrough was born May 23rd, 1936. He passed away January 11th, 2023. And, sorry about that. That's the messaging center printing out a little message for us for later on. But anyway, passed away January 11th, 2023. Most people probably know him from his role on the sitcom Murphy Brown, where he was one of the employees of the TV station. Maybe recognize his voice as one of the gargoyles in the Disney film The Hunchback of Notre Dame. But he is a Broadway performer by trade. He started out in the musical Company back in 1970. He was the original Harry in that production. So here from the original cast recording of Company, we have Charles Kimbrough, along with some of his castmates, singing the song Sorry, Grateful.
We have had the rice and flowers, the knot is tied.
I can visualize such happy hours close by your...
My apologies, I got a little distracted by the messaging center there. That's the wrong song. That was something else entirely. Let's try that again. Let's try to get the original Broadway cast of Company with Sorry, Grateful.
Harry, you ever sorry you got married?
You're always sorry. You're always grateful. You're always wondering what might have been. Then she walks in. And still you're sorry. And still you're grateful, and still you wonder, and still you doubt, and she goes out. Everything's different, nothing's changed, only maybe slightly rearranged. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why look for answers when none occur? You always are what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her.
You're always sorry, you're always grateful. You hold her thinking, I'm not alone. You're still alone. You don't live for her, you do live with her. You're scared she's starting to drift away, and scared she'll stay.
Good things get better, bad get worse. Wait, I think I meant that in reverse. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why look for answers when none occur? You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. Nothing to do with, all to do with her.
Charles Kimbrough, along with the cast of Company, the original Broadway production, singing Sorry, Grateful, a song that kind of applies to how we might feel thinking about the Broadway stars who unfortunately passed away in 2023. Sorry they're gone, but grateful for what they contributed. And Charles Kimbrough, obviously big-time Broadway individual. Moving on, I'm sort of taking this in order of when we lost them in 2023. We have Burt Bacharach, a man who not many would associate with Broadway, but who has a distinct Broadway connection. Of course, a prolific songwriter, wrote some tremendous hits on the pop charts, and experienced a bit of a career resurgence in the 90s with his involvement in the Austin Powers films. But he did the bulk of the music for the musical Promises, Promises, which feature several of his big songs, including this one, which I'm going to offer up to you, from the revival of Promises, Promises, which featured, of course, Kristen Chenoweth and Sean Hayes. Here is I Say a Little Prayer.
Say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hand now, and wondering what dress to wear now. I say a little prayer for you. Oh, forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and never. We never will part. Oh, how I love you. Together, together, that's how it must be. To live take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you. Oh, forever, forever. for me. There is no one.
Kristen Chenoweth singing the Burt Bacharach hit I Say a Little Prayer from the revival of Promises, Promises here on Backstage on WZBG. And there was something about Burt Bacharach's music. It was, I don't want to say slow, but it had a relaxing sort of groove. It's often spoke of love. It filled a need, I think, in a lot of people's souls. There was just something really lovely about it. And it translated so well to Broadway. He was so proud of his involvement with Promises, Promises, and being part of the Broadway community. And it is sad that he is gone. But again, he left behind such a fabulous legacy. You know, we can all only hope to leave behind a legacy that people will remember and appreciate. So hats off to Burt Bacharach, who passed away again back in February of last year. Up next is a name you're probably not familiar with, Don Sobeski. Don Sobeski is an orchestrator. He did orchestrations for Cyrano the Musical, the 98 production of Parade, the 99 production of Kiss Me Kate, the original productions of Honeymoon in Vegas, and An American in Paris. And for those not in the know, what the orchestrator does is the orchestrator takes the music, the melodies that are created by the composer, and fills them out and makes them fuller and makes them fit the production, right? Because maybe the composer creates the melody and a little bit of the harmony, and then the orchestrator might come in and really develop it. So you have a song like, Oklahoma, right? Oklahoma, we all know the song, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, and they composed sort of the basic framework of that. And then an orchestrator will come in and say, okay, we want to do it in this style, with this type of band. And they make it work. And some director says, well, we need a dance break in here. And the orchestrator might say, all right, we'll orchestrate for a dance break and create that space, all within the framework of the original structure provided by the composer. So Don Sobeski, a tremendous orchestrator, born back in December of 1937, passed away in April 29th of last year. So to celebrate him, I've selected something from An American in Paris, which I had the great pleasure of seeing when it was on tour in Hartford. This is, is it Gershwin? Might be Gershwin. I'm going to double check this, but the song I Got Rhythm, orchestrated by Don Sobeski.
Can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy.
Can we light up the accompaniment?
No, we cannot.
Birds in the tree sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along?
It's like a funeral.
Kind of gloomy.
I'm cheaper all the day. Happy with my lot.
Happy? It doesn't sound that way.
How did I get that way?
Something, something, something.
I got rhythm, I got music.
No, I got
my gal. Who could ask for anything more? It's better than 4/4. I got daisies in green pastures. I got my gal. Who could ask for anything more? Old man trouble, I don't find him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. Stop it! I got my gal. Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
Look at their faces. People need to laugh. Paris needs it.
Who said music has to cheer people up?
I say it. Old man trouble, I don't mind.
him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more?
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more.
I got daisies in green pastures, I got my gal who could ask for anything more.
And the day turned to night, and somehow, in that little slip of time, the three of us became
the Three Musketeers! I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old Man Trouble, I don't mind him.
It's only electricity.
It's okay. We'll take care of it.
Oh. It's okay. It's okay. Mm. Voilà.
Was I Got Rhythm, which was originally by George and Ira Gershwin, but was orchestrated for American in Paris by Don Sobeski, who again passed away last year. But I think that's a great example of what an orchestrator can do. Take a song, and we all know it. I mean, I Got Rhythm, composed by the Gershwins. It's been around for the better part of a century. And take that song and make it fit a new circumstance, make it fit a new situation, play with the instrumentation, play with the timing of it, and give it a new life, a fresh perspective. That's what great orchestrators can do. So hats off to the orchestrators that are out there, and you know, special nod to Don Sobeski, orchestrator of An American in Paris, among many, many other shows. You know what? Why not one more? Why not one more from Don Sobeski and his great orchestrations? This song is from a fun show called Honeymoon in Vegas, which is based, of course, on the film of the same name. I had the pleasure of seeing it in a community production in, not Guilford, where was it? Over in, like, the Farmington region, I think it was. And didn't really know the show, but it's a fun, fun show. A lot of great stuff. Simsbury, that's where it was. It was in Simsbury. And just a lot of neat little comedic moments that happen. Very tongue-in-cheek, very self-aware. Doesn't take itself seriously at all. So here from the original Broadway cast of Honeymoon in Vegas, we have the cast, including Mr. Tony Danza, just saying, singing When You Say Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Milano Hotel and Casino is very pleased to welcome this evening and every evening the legend, the icon, the very soul of Las Vegas, Mr. Buddy Rocky.
When you say Vegas, you're saying love. You're saying diamond rings and all the things that little girls dream of. You're hearing bells go ring, ding, ding for me and you. In Las Vegas, the land where dreams come true. When you say Vegas, you're saying yes. You're talking Broadway shows, designer clothes, and wow, babe, that's quite a dress. Only suckers go to Foxwoods, get a clue, and come to Vegas, the land where dreams come true. Put on your tux, dress her up to her molar. Show her you roll with the highest rollers. Flash some cash, snag a front row seat. It's a night that she won't forget. You might be in the desert, kid, but a girl can still get wet. I'm joking, hey, when you say Vegas, you're saying, bring it on, bring it on. You're saying, fill my heart with beauty and art. And don't quit before I'm gone. You can see Miss Liza Minnelli, Miss Barbara Streisand, or you can just miss Celine Dion. You're saying, deal me a flush. Hey, sorry, mister, how should I know that trip is your sister? Cash in your chips and thank the stars above. You're in V-E-G-A-S, and that spells love.
Home sweet home.
Great to be back, isn't it, boss?
And the minute I got off that plane and saw all those slot machines, I just had this warm, wonderful feeling.
Grab a machine and start yanking that lever.
Yank that lever.
Chances are swell, you'll get lucky forever.
Jackpot!
Vegas is, was, and always will be the hottest of all hot spots.
There's some guy's been here 50 years and is still shoving things in slots.
What is he talking about?
When you say Vegas,
Vegas,
you're saying
the sky's always blue.
London's too old
and Cleveland ain't pretty,
and we got nicer hookers than Jersey City.
There's a whole lot of love in Nevada just waiting for you, so come to Las Vegas.
What I say?
Las Vegas!
Lead the way
to Las Vegas!
From the land where dreams come true.
Come on, Las Vegas!
Yeah!
That was When You Say Vegas from the musical Honeymoon in Vegas, orchestrated, of course, by Don Sebesky, here on Backstage on WZBG. Just such a fun show. And Don Sebesky did such an amazing job. When you listen to the entire cast recording, you hear songs that are very big band-esque, you know, that sort of classic Vegas sound that we think of, you know, the Rat Pack and whatnot. They've got more tender love ballad kind of numbers. They've got numbers that are more upbeat, dancey kind of numbers, you know, classic Broadway dance kind of thing. And he seemingly effortlessly walked in between all those styles without having to seemingly try very hard. So it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. And we're sorry to have lost him, but again, he left behind such a legacy of all the different shows that he helped orchestrate. So we are grateful to have had him in our theater world. It's coming up on 9:30. So we're going to pause for a quick word, and then we will come back and we can talk about the buzz.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer.
Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
All right, let's see what's going on, shall we? Performances first. Actually, I've only got performances today. There's no auditions to mention at the moment. Everything has been cast. Performances. Arsenic and Old Lace is coming to the Goshen Playhouse, thanks to our friends over at the Goshen Players. That's going to be running February 24th through March 10th. You can check out goshenplayers.org to find out more about that. Landmark Community Theater has announced their production of Escape to Margaritaville, the musical that uses a lot of music from the late, great Jimmy Buffett. That's going to be running March 2nd through March 17th over at the Thomason Opera House. You can go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org for more on that. Phoenix Stage Company has announced a production of The Farce of Habit. That'll be happening February 10th through February 24th. You can go to phoenixstagecompany.org for tickets and information. And the Warner Theater has announced their production of The Irish and How They Got That Way, the musical play by Frank McCourt about the history of the Irish, largely in the United States, but all over. And that's going to be running March 2nd through March 17th. Go to warnertheater.org for information and for tickets. And that is the buzz for this morning here on Backstage on WZBG. We're going to pause for another quick word, and then we will be back with more of our In Memoriam.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
And we're back here on Backstage, and we are talking, of course, about the Broadway luminaries that passed away in 2023. And I want to highlight, you know, this is not supposed to be a bummer. This is not supposed to be sad. This is not supposed to be something that brings us down. What it should be is a recognition of the great things that they did, and a celebration of the legacy that they have left us. So we get to enjoy their music here this morning on Backstage. I'm having a wonderful time. I'm hoping you're having a wonderful time. We're going to jump over to Cynthia Weil. Cynthia Weil, born in 1940, passed away in June 1st of 2023, and famous for her work with Barry Mann and Carole King and that whole group. And isn't it sad that the name of that building that they were nicknamed after the building that they were working in and composing in? They added so much to the American music catalog. Cynthia Weil, Carole King, Barry Mann, and who was the fourth? It's just beyond my memory at the moment. I'll come back to it. I'll figure it out. But they wrote some tremendous songs, particularly Cynthia Weil and Barry Mann, who was her husband. They created things like Don't Know Much, that Aaron Neville and Linda Ronstadt sang. They created it's all gone right out of my head. Isn't that terrible? So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to recollect my thoughts, and I'm going to play a song that Cynthia Weil helped create, And it's from Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Carole King was a part of that group that they were all sort of writing together. But this is a classic. This is On Broadway.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air
on Broadway.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat,
the glitter rubs right off and you're nowhere.
Composed, of course, by Cynthia Weil, and I was able to get my brain unscrambled. It took a minute, and I apologize about that. But in addition to On Broadway and Don't Know Much, she's also composed songs such as Running in the Night, of course, a big Lionel Richie hit, Somewhere Out There, which Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram sang for the American animated film An American Tale. Uptown, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, and this song, which was featured in the movie Top Gun, of all things, but had a life of its own, and it's also in Beautiful, the Carole King musical. This is You've Lost That Loving Feeling.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby, but baby, baby, I know.
How long did that take? 2 hours?
The problem is the key. It needs to be lower. And I know exactly who should sing it.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it.
You lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa.
Baby, baby.
get down on my knees for you.
If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love,
a love you don't find every day.
That Love and Feeling by Cynthia Weil from the Brill Building. That's where it originally came from. That was the building that they were writing in, and it was just a factory of hits, I gotta say. Continuing on with our in memoriam, if you will, of Broadway luminaries that passed away in 2023, we come to Sheldon Harnick, who passed away June 23rd of 2023. Known for his lyrics in shows like Fiddler on the Roof and She Loves Me, who was, I believe, I heard a story that he was basically trying to work right up until the end, that his last words were a rhyming pair, so of lines. So, you know, just a prolific lyricist, brilliant mind, and it's a shame that we lost him. But he did give us songs like this from the 2016 Broadway revival of She Loves Me. This is Laura Benanti singing Sheldon Harnick's song, Vanilla Ice Cream.
Dear friend, I am so sorry about last night. It was a nightmare in every way, but together you and I will laugh at last night someday. Ice cream, he brought me ice cream, vanilla ice cream, imagine that, ice cream. And for the first time, we were together without a spat. Friendly, he was so friendly, that isn't like him, I'm simply stunned. Will wonders never cease? Will wonders never cease? It's been the most peculiar day. Will wonders never cease? Will wonders never cease? Oh, where was I? I am so sorry about last night. It was a nightmare in every way, but together you and I will laugh at last night someday. I sat there waiting in that cafe and never guessing that you were fat. Ooh. That you were near. You were outside looking bald. Oh, no. Dear friend, I am so sorry about last night. Last night, I was so nasty. Well, he deserved it, but even so, that George is not like this George. This is a new George that I don't know. Somehow, it all reminds me of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. When right before my eyes, a man that I despise has turned into a man I It's almost like a dream, and strange as it may seem, he came to offer me
Ice Cream from the 2016 revival of She Loves Me. Of course, lyrics by Sheldon Harnick. And I love that show. I think it's a fabulous show. I'm putting it out in the universe. I want it to come around to the area. So theater producers, take note. Just saying. Manifest, right? Manifest what you want to have happen. Moving on. We've got some more from some Broadway greats that unfortunately we lost. But before that, we do have to talk about the weather. According to the WZBG Weather Center, today we will see rain tapering off for the, in the next couple of hours. There will be a partial clearing this afternoon. Morning highs will be in the 40s and 50s, then drop in the afternoon. Tonight will be mostly clear with lows of about 25 to 30. Tomorrow, Sunday, increasing clouds, a chance for afternoon snow showers or snow squalls with highs in the 30s. And then Monday, we will see a mostly sunny day. It'll be cold with highs in the 20s. It's currently about 46 degrees here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. And my next Broadway person that we lost in 2023 that I'm featuring is Carlin Glynn, a name you might not know very well, but she was the original Miss Mona from the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas back in 1978, which, if memory serves, she was nominated for a Tony. She might have won. I have to double-check that, but I happen to be in this show with my lovely and talented girlfriend, Lynn, who played Miss Mona, and these characters from this show kind of have been close to us ever since. So for our memories of the show and for, of course, the memory of Carlin Glynn, here she is, Carlin Glynn, in the original production of The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, singing The Bus from Amarillo.
Caught a bus in Amarillo. It was going to San Antone. Had a brand new cardboard suitcase and a window seat alone. And I thought that I was something, and I dreamed I'd travel far. Maybe be a restaurant hostess, maybe be a movie star. And the bus from Amarillo raced a train along the track. But I never looked behind me, 'cause I wasn't coming back. I had a one-way ticket to nowhere. I was finally traveling free. I had a one-way ticket to go where anything was possible for me. We were driving on through Cisco on our way around to Baird. Got a sudden funny feeling, and I knew that I was scared. I was shaking like a leaf as we were coming round the curve. Had the suitcase, had the ticket, but I didn't have the nerve. Yes, the bus from Amarillo had me so that I got off at the next stop, and I never took that ride. Didn't want that one-way ticket to nowhere. Didn't want the traveling free. Didn't want that one-way ticket to go where anything was possible for me. Well, it's hard now to determine how a plan just disappears, how the days can turn to weeks, and how the weeks can turn to years. And it's funny how you wait for things and want that lucky day. And it's funny, when the bus stopped, I got off and walked away. And the bus from Amarillo, I can hear it still go by. Guess I missed my only chance, and now I swear I don't know why. Guess life's a one-way ticket to nowhere. Once I had a one-way ticket to go where anything was possible for me. Anything was possible for me.
Carlin Glynn with Bus from Amarillo from the original Broadway cast recording of The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And yes, Merrick, that is how it ends. Inside joke there. Our next Broadway person to celebrate is Tom Jones. It's not unusual Tom Jones. I'm talking about Tom Jones, the book writer and lyricist for shows like 110 in the Shade. And this show, called I Do, which is a fabulous little show. And this song, it's examining marriage and how the relationship in a marriage can change over time. It's called The Honeymoon Is Over. So here from the original Broadway cast, we have Mary Martin and Robert Preston singing Tom Jones lyrics for The Honeymoon Is Over.
When your husband treats you like a piece of dirt, when you find a purple lipstick on his shirt, then, my dear, it's clear the honeymoon is over, and you better be on the alert.
When your wife decides that she should wear the pants, when she gets your goat each time she gets the chance, then, my dear, it's clear the honeymoon is over, and you'd better search for some romance.
Time you saw your old trusty lawyer, ask him whether you should find another nest of feather.
When your husband suddenly becomes a swell,
when your wife is bored by every joke you tell,
then, my dear, it's clear the honeymoon is over, and you may as well pack up, move out, tell her, darling, fare thee well. Time you saw your old trusty lawyer, ask him whether you should find another nest of feather.
When your husband starts to play share shade of them,
when your wife is always ready to condemn, then, my dear, it's clear the honeymoon is over, and you may as well play the scene out,
make your exit,
hit the climax,
pull the curtain,
pack up,
move out,
tell her, darling, together forever looks more like it's never.
That was The Honeymoon Is Over from I Do, with book and lyrics. Thank you. I don't know what's going on with me this morning. With book and lyrics by Tom Jones. Again, it's not unusual Tom Jones, but the Broadway Tom Jones. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we have been celebrating this morning some of the Broadway greats who passed away in 2023. And for all the ones I featured, there are so many more that I'm not going to have a chance to recognize this morning. Just to throw a few more names out there at you. Carol Cook, who was the original Maggie Jones in 42nd Street. We lost her last year. Joaquin Romaguerra, the original Adolfo Pirelli in Sweeney Todd, passed away. Michael McGrath, who... oh, boy, he was all over Broadway. He was in She Loves Me. He was in On the 20th Century. He was in Nice Work If You Can Get It. He was in Memphis. He was the original Patsy in Spamalot. We lost him last year. Joanna Merlin, the original Zeitel in Fiddler on the Roof, passed away. Hayden Gwynn, the original Mrs. Wilkinson from Billy Elliot, she unfortunately passed away. Pamela Blair, the original Valerie Clark, or just Val if you prefer, in A Chorus Line, she passed away. And that's not even counting, as I mentioned, the directors, the costume designers, the scenic designers, the producers, the casting agents, you know, the people that just write books of musicals, the people that don't do lyrics. For every person you see on stage, there are at least five, I would imagine, if not more, people that are operating behind the scenes in some capacity who helped to shepherd these projects to the stage and let us experience the joy of theater. So, you know, it's important that we acknowledge that nothing happens in a vacuum. No one person creates greatness. It takes a village. It takes a community. And, you know, we're again, sorry that these people are gone. We mourn their loss, but we celebrate what they accomplished and the great work that they did. So with that, I'm going to leave you with one last one, a favorite of mine from one of my favorite shows, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which has music and lyrics by Stephen Lutvak, who passed away in October of last year. A fabulous show, small cast, but big show, very fast-paced, very comic, so much good in it. So here from the original Broadway cast recording of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, we have Lauren Worsham, Lisa O'Hare, and Bryce Pinkham with the song I've Decided to Marry You. In the meantime, have a great week, everybody.
Mr. Navarro, forgive my intrusion. I needed to see you, and see you today. Mr. Navarro, Mr. Navarro, I have arrived at a stunning conclusion, and I feared I would lose my resolve if I didn't come here directly to see. I've decided to marry you, I've decided to marry you, I've decided though Henry's gone that life goes on for me. I have thoroughly thought it through, and the man that I want is you, though it's true there are quite a few who strongly disagree. Nonetheless, I will marry you, I confess that I'm frightened too, but unless I am wrong, you long for love as much as I. This is quite unconventional, I'll admit, but why should that matter a whit? And if you do not say yes at once, I think I'll die.
Miss Tysquith, you've rendered me speechless. May I call you Phoebe?
What am I doing here? This could be dangerous if I'm discovered. Imagine the scandal, and I couldn't handle a scandal so risible. I'll stay invisible, still as can be. But what's going on in there? I can hear voices. I recognize Monty, but is that a woman? And if that's a woman, then what is she doing here? Is it the cousin? I wish I could see. If it's that cousin, it might just be business. It's family business and none of my business. But why is she here in the home of a bachelor? Of course, one could point out that I'm here as well, but does she not realize this situation puts her reputation severely in question? The merest suggestion could cause a sensation, and I cannot hear what is held.
I'll be warned not to marry you.
Could go home.
I'll be scorned if I marry you.
Should go
still,
home.
I decided to live my life and be a wife for me.
Who believe how my life is turned?
I should be warned.
After grieving, I quickly learned
there is nothing can bend the will like half Castilian rain.
And there's goodness to swearing,
but isn't this fun?
And a gentleness there in,
isn't she done?
We've taken a wounded bird and taught her how to fly.
This is quite unconventional, is it not?
Rather a turn in the plot, and so will I be your fiancé.
Why don't you send the cow away?
Phoebe, darling,
when I recall this day, I think I'll cry.
Oh, what was that?
What was what?
That sound. Is there someone here?
Oh, pay no attention. That's my new manservant. He's just finding his way around. I'll be with you in a moment. Wordsworth! Isn't this madness? Who could foresee how one trick of timing could ruin it all? One in the parlour, one in the bedroom, nothing between them but me and a wall. Look at Phoebe, noble and pious, my esteem for her only grows. Ha! When I am with Phoebe, I am on fire, thinking of Sibella, full of desire, passion, and dare I say it, love. Ha! When I'm with Sibella, whom do I admire? None but Phoebe, perfect and lovely, who couldn't love her, heaven knows. Round and round and round it goes. How happy I'd be to be at your disposal, my darling, of course I accept your proposal.
Now we should kiss.
That would be bliss.
Darling, but first I'll say this, I've decided to marry you.
Phoebe,
I've decided to marry you.
What
to do? Phoebe,
the trumpet I've fall and set me.
Litchfield County's favorite, FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington.